Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week, only about 13, 14 minutes, but it keeps us in God's Word, and as we're emphasizing continually, that is vital to our faith, to the strengthening of our faith, to staying strong in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. So we encourage you to not only take advantage of these studies yourself, but pass them on, share them through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means with everybody you can in your life. You know people who need to grow in their faith. Help them by getting them into God's Word through these studies. Make that commitment and start sharing today with everybody you can. We're going to finish up our line of thought and study today. We're talking about your faith depends on you. We've gone into some length and detail and depth making that point. Your faith. You want strong faith? It's up to you. You can't blame somebody else for your weak faith. Nobody can make you have weak faith. You can't blame God for not making you have strong faith. God, He has given you the guidebook, and that's His Word, the Bible. And since faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17, He leaves that to you to study His Word in some way. Now, someone might say, well, I'm not a real good reader. I don't understand some of that. Well, are you in Bible classes with the church every first day of the week? Maybe again on Wednesday evenings as they come together for midweek Bible classes? Are you with the church every first day of the week to listen to the Word being taught by the preacher or by the teacher? Are you there? Maybe if you can't read the Scriptures very well yourself, you're not a very good reader, you can get it on recording in different ways. It's available, and it's not super expensive either. But you need to put yourself to the task of listening to God's Word, to studying God's Word, to reading God's Word, because that's the guidebook. That's the basic foundation to building faith, to developing it and then building it stronger and stronger. So you need to be in God's Word. Don't make excuses for not being in God's Word. Well, somebody says, well, you know, I just don't read very well. I've said my father was illiterate. Now, he was born way back in 1908 when it was not as common to go through elementary school and then high school and then go into higher education and college. He lived in a very rural area. He was, you know, would help around the house. He would, you know, there would do farming and so on, raise livestock and all. And it was common for young boys, especially, to drop out of school and then have to help around the house. Well, he never learned to read. Now, he could maybe pick out a little bit here and there, but he never learned to read. He could write his name so he could sign legal papers and checks and so on, but that was about the extent of it. Now, he could do math in his head, but he couldn't read. But my father knew the truth of God's Word. He was there when the church came together to worship God and study His Word. He listened to the preaching. He listened to the teaching. He knew when error was being taught. So when you say, well, I'm not a very good reader, okay, with the technology we have available today, you can still be under God's Word. You can still listen to it being taught and explained. It's there. You can pull it up almost undoubtedly on the internet and listen to somebody reading the Word for you. And you can certainly find it in digital formats, you know, in numerous different places. So you need to be in God's Word. Now, that's basic and fundamental. Your faith depends on you. We've been emphasizing that. Now, how I want to bring this study to a close is I want to look at the reverse perspective. The weakening of your faith, or the weakness of your faith, that also depends upon you. It depends upon you through neglecting your faith. A lot of people don't like to hear that. They don't want to take responsibility for having weak faith. They want to, you know, as I've said many times through these studies, we are in a, you know, victimization kind of mentality in our culture, in our country right now. Nobody's responsible for the bad things they do. They blame it on somebody else and some other factor in their lives. Somebody did this to them way back. You know, well, look at how society is. Look at, you know, don't have enough money. And so they blame their bad behavior, their sinful, ungodly behavior on somebody else or some other circumstance. Well, no, that's not valid. You are responsible for the way you conduct yourself in your life. And you are responsible for your faith, whether it is strong or whether it is weak. And even if it is non-existence, that is on you. The weakening of your faith or the weakness of your faith depends on you, just as the strengthening and the development of your faith depends on you. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, the Apostle Paul wrote, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." Now, Paul is exhorting Timothy, encouraging him, you stay strong in the faith which is developed within you. And he said, there are some out there, they have not given proper attention to their faith. They've made shipwreck of their faith. Now, we understand what a shipwreck is. We don't want to be in a ship out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that starts to sink. We don't want to be there. We don't want our lives to be likened to a shipwreck. We want to be strong in our lives. We want to have solid, consistent, strong lives and livelihood. We don't want our life to become a shipwreck, but a whole lot of people's lives have become shipwrecks, haven't they? You probably know some in your life, some of your family members maybe, or friends or work associates, where they've just done some things, they've just been so irresponsible in the way they've dealt with their lives and their relationships with others in their lives, that their lives just become a shipwreck. Some people, they don't want to work for a living, and so then they you know, complain about having no money. Well, if you don't work, you don't eat, the scriptures say. God created us to work. Going all the way back to the garden, when he put the man in the garden, he had him till or keep the garden. To take care of it. From the very beginning, man has been created to work for a living. People who don't work, don't want to work, they have no one to blame but themselves for having no money or having to struggle all the time. In Romans chapter 3, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we've looked at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 a number of times in this study, where Paul says, study or be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So he's saying you need to be diligent students of God's word. In chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, he reminds Timothy that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The scriptures are going to guide you into the development of faith. They're going to guide you into what you need to understand and believe and how you need to live your life. He goes on in verse 16. In fact, the scriptures are going to guide you to salvation through faith in Christ. In verse 16, he goes on and says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, it is God's very word, and is profitable for doctrine, that is for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God has given you his word to strengthen you, first to develop your faith, but then to strengthen you in your faith and your faithfulness. Again, by not consistently, actively living by those teachings of God's word, then you're not demonstrating your love for God or for Christ. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. How do we demonstrate our love to God? By living by His teachings. Our love for Christ? By living by His commandments. In James chapter 2, verse 20, we read, "Do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" And then we also look at verse 21. "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?" And then verse 24. "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." It's, as we've emphasized, it's not enough to just believe and then you stop. And that's where a whole lot of people are. They think, that's it, I believe, I'm saved, don't need to do any more, don't need to be any more active than that. No, you've believed wrong to first. Faith alone, James says, is not going to save you. You've got to put your faith in action through obedience, through dedication, through commitment, through service. You've got to live that active Christian life. That's faith that becomes faithfulness. Faithfulness. And Jesus said, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2 and verse 10. By walking by sight and not by faith, then you're weakening your faith. You want to see, you know, what you just get all caught up in the things that you see around you, material possessions, bank accounts, fancy cars, clothes. You think that's where life is really at? No, that's not where life is really at. Where life is really at is walking in the light of Christianity. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In fact, in verse 15, Jesus said, "You're the light of the world." In verse 16, he said, "Let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We need to be living the best life that we can live. And that life is a life lived in dedication and service, in faithfulness to God through Jesus Christ. If you're just looking at the things around you, the material things, the physical things that this world has to offer, and you don't get deeper than that into recognizing that God is the creator of this world, whatever is good, truly good, is from God, James 1 and verse 17. If your life is not focused on your faith in God and Christ, focused on getting to heaven, then your life is going to be a failure. You're not focused in the right on the right things. And that is going to result in weak faith. When somebody says, "All I have to do is believe." I heard the story about a young boy, I think he was around 10 or 12 years old, came to church one day. The preacher talked about how, "Just believe." And so the boy went forward that morning, and they had a prayer with him, I believe. And so he, you know, after the service, he was walking out, and the preacher said, "See you next Sunday." And the little boy said, "No, you won't. I'll be riding my bike. You said I'm saved now. I believe. I'm saved. I don't need to be back to church services." Well, the preacher was taken aback. That's not the message he wanted to get across, but that's exactly the message that he did get across. We need to read God's Word. We need to read James chapter 2. Faith without works is dead. Faith without obedience is dead faith. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9, "Jesus learned obedience through the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." We'd love to help you get into God's Word and study how you can develop strong, abiding, deep faith, stronger faith as you go on through life. You can contact us. We'll send you a free Bible study. Contact us through our website at churchofchrist.com, churchofchrist.com. Click on the email link and you can contact us that way and ask for the study. Or you can phone us at 402-498-8397, 402-498-8397. We'd love to hear from you soon. Let's pray. Father, guide us. in your word. Guide us in your will and help us to be people of strong faith in you and in your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us, Father, to be strong in our faith. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.